Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Time now to completely shift gears. We're going to talk some baseball, the College World Series, and always such an honor to visit with former Astros and Seattle Mariners, Charlton Jimerson, who, hey, he was on our show a few months ago as we highlighted his new book. It is titled Against All Odds, A Success Story. But we definitely wanted to invite him back. We wanted to get his thoughts on the College World Series because, you know what? Charlton knows firsthand exactly what it takes to win it all. He played college baseball at the University of Miami, and as a Hurricane, CJ won two national titles. He was named the 2001 College World Series Most Outstanding Player. Always good to hear his voice. Good evening, Charlton. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Charlton is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Well, we definitely wanted to have you back to talk some MLB, but we wanted you also to share with the listeners, you just returned from Omaha and from the College World Series for your book signing. And I just have to wonder, that had to bring back a ton of wonderful memories from your time there and winning two national titles.
Yeah, it was a joy to go back to Omaha and experience the College World Series as a fan. You know, for the many years I was lucky enough to experience the College World Series as a player at the University of Miami, going there three times and winning two national championships, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to experience the College World Series as a fan and get the full experience because we were so focused on winning ball games. But the buzz is always there in June for the College World Series, and they're at a new ballpark at TD Ameritrade Park as opposed to the historic Rosenblatt. But I think the fans definitely enjoy the experience, no doubt, every June.
Charlton, did it have the same feel of the College World Series when you were there? Because you were talking about, I mean, Rosenblatt Stadium, that was the home of the College World Series for over 60 years. I know it's a bit of a distant memory now, but they have this new ballpark. I mean, does it have the same feel?
You know, change is hard for everyone, Alyssa. So I would say that it's different, and rightfully so, it's different. I think there's the positives and negatives to change in venues from Rosenblatt to TD Ameritrade Park. I think that the way that it's centralized in the downtown area around TD Ameritrade Park is better for the fans. I mean, I can't recall bars full of, you know, young adults drinking and enjoying college baseball while the stadium is 2 feet away from them at Rosenblatt. But at the same token, maybe those people were inside the game at Rosenblatt because it was more of a collegiate baseball type of feel where the fans were really close to the players.
Hey, we are so glad you've made it a point to join us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. One of our favorites is back, Charlton Jimerson, former Astros, Seattle Mariners outfielder, author. We get to add that now to the list. His new book, it is titled Against All Odds, A Success Story. It is a story of inspiration. You definitely want to go to Amazon.com/Against All Odds and pick up a copy. We are going to zero in on that momentarily. But also, Charlton, we want to celebrate. Of course, he attended the University of Miami. He won two national titles there. And in 2001, as I said in the Open, he was named the College World Series MVP. So let's talk about your team. The high-stakes elimination game, Miami was ousted by their rival, the Gators. How tough was that loss on Wednesday against Florida?
Yeah, it's tough to lose twice to the same team in a two-game elimination tournament, especially losing to, as you mentioned, one of our in-state rivals in the state of Florida with the Florida Gators,
right.
The other one being the Florida State Seminoles. Who the Gators ousted in the Super Regionals to make it to the College World Series. But, you know, Miami faithful are a little down by the fact that we weren't able to go out there and have a better showing in the College World Series. But I think just being back at the College World Series after seven so years, I think 2008 was the last time University of Miami baseball was at the College World Series. It was a joy to have them reach the top Elite eight teams in the country.
Why do you think Miami has struggled against Florida this year? I mean, they lost to them in four out of five games against the Gators.
You know, sometimes it's hard to admit it, but sometimes they're just better. You know, nobody wants to go out there and say a team is better than you, but I think after you lose one, you say, okay, we'll get the next one tomorrow, and you lose another one, you say, well, how could we have, you know, changed the outcome of those two games? And then you lose three and four on college baseball's biggest stage by a large deficit in both games. And, you know, maybe Florida just has their number this year. And I find no shame in admitting that after four losses that, you know, maybe the University of Florida Gators baseball team was better this year, and we got to regroup and restructure and figure out a way that we can beat those type of ball clubs going forward.
What kind of changes, Charlton, do you think needs to take place so they can get back to those winning ways against the Gators? Because kind of the forecast going into the College World Series, I mean, the Hurricanes, they were so solid top to bottom and regarded as one of the most talented offensive teams.
Yeah, a lot of people are pointing towards the type of players we're recruiting. Back in the day in classic, you know, Miami years, even before I got there where Miami was prominent presence at the College World Series year after year, along with LSU, the players that were recruited, they really wanted to play at the University of Miami. They bled orange and green. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to be a part of the tradition, and they wanted to continue that tradition. I think some of the alumni are kind of down on the type of player that we're recruiting these days, and a little bit confused if they're there to play at the University of Miami for all the incentives and amenities that it offers, or if they're there to play baseball and really represent the university.
I want to hear about your former coach, Jim Morris. Gosh, he has been there at Miami. He's been at the baseball program for 22 years, won titles in 99 and in 2001. What was your experience like playing for him?
And that's another name that's been coming up a lot, Jim Morris. Obviously, he's been there for years, leading the University of Miami baseball team to two national championships, both of which I was a part of. He's been doing this for quite some time, even prior to winning those national championships. He has brought playoff tournament baseball to University of Miami for years. There are some questions about, you know, has he run his tenure? Is he running out of, tricks and trades in order to continue to compete? It is a younger type of athlete. It's a new generation. They got the headphones and they got the Beats by Dre and the iPhones.
Oh, yeah, social media.
It's definitely different, right?
Absolutely. Hey, Charlton Jimerson is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And Charlton, reach out to all of our listeners. They love to be interactive. They'd love to talk to you, catch up with you. Where can they go on Twitter? And also, where can they go and get a copy of your book?
Definitely. So you can find me on Twitter at TruthAboutMLB. And you can find me on Instagram at CJimerson25. I also have a Facebook page for the book. It's Against All Odds Success Story. After putting in the Facebook.com / Against All Odds Success Story. And, of course, you can go get the book on Amazon. Just put in the search Against All Odds Success Story and purchase it on Amazon.
Well, the reviews have been so strong. Again, it's titled Against All Odds, A Success Story. Reflecting on the College World Series, I mean, is there one particular memory for you, Charlton, that stands out? I mean, what's that one thing that you're going to be able to share with all of your kids? I mean, it is Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you. But what's that one thing that when you guys are all sitting around talking about Dad and reliving some of those memories, what's that one, that favorite memory that you're going to share with your kids and with your wife?
I think just getting the chance to play and getting that experience as a player. If you read Against All Odds, you'll see in my book, I talk about, you know, attending the College World Series as a freshman, didn't get a chance to play, really didn't expect to play then. But when we went back as in my sophomore year in 99, I was really hopeful and excited to get a chance to play. And we won the national championship, and I never got a chance to get on the field and play in any of the games. So when I returned in 01, it was really a joy to be able to go on the field at Rosenblatt Stadium, feel the pressure in the air, and lead off, you know, my College World Series career with a home run.
Hey, Charlton Jimerson with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined. We are going to shine the spotlight on his new book, Against All Odds. And I got a couple more questions that I want to ask him about the College World Series. You stay close.